Hello and welcome to the Still Rockin' Show. If you like 60s, 70s, 80s music and the chance to listen to some new tracks from across the world, this is the programme. It's the Still Rockin' Show. Hi, it's Norma Jay here, and this week I'm feeling a bit groggy, but don't worry about it, we'll get through. The show must go on. If you're living in a place where you've not had much good sunshine, good weather recently, well, let me tell you that I've got sunstroke. I've never drank so much water in my life, but I'm getting better now, so I'm back on the vino. I'm a neglected man. Yes, I am. My other half's been away for 3 weeks. I'm a general dog's body cook, washing, cleaning, you know, looking after the dogs, looking after the whole of the business, and, of course, entertaining you guys out there in the world. I'm getting over it now, and I hope you enjoy the show. I had an email from Joan Tocal. He's from Barcelona. He's just been producing a new album for an artist, and we're going to feature that artist this week. She basically calls herself Layla. You can find her on Facebook. It's Layla Sound. The new song is called Mr. O. Layla Montez, as she's officially known, was born and lives in Barcelona. She's been influenced by singers like Chet Baker, Ella Fitzgerald, Erykah Badu and Jill Scott, among many others. And her new album is due out any time now. The single is called Mr. O, and we're going to play it for you right now. This is exclusive to me on Radio Catalonia.
To my friend, then you think you don't wanna feel changed. I just want to change you to my friend, 'cause I know how to close my soul. That's what I've learned. Yeah. Hey, Mr. O, listen what I have to say.
have my own. That's enough. Yeah. Oh, hey, Mr. Rowe, tell me what you wanna tell. Hey, Mr. Rowe, tell me what you wanna tell
me.
Tell me that you're.
Great song by Leila from Barcelona, and the title of the song is called Mr. O. And she reminds me of a new singer that we've been playing on Radio Catalonia just recently, Alex Hepburn. Yeah, and a little bit of Joss Stone in there as well. Hey, we've got some great lady singers around at the moment, haven't we? Hope you're having a good day. That's not me blowing my nose, by the way. It's Chris Rea. And a song called Red Shoes. I used to have a pair of red shoes, you know. Yeah, I used to sing with them. Well, I didn't used to sing with them. They used to sing with me. No, I used to wear them on stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
talking about Alex Hepburn. She's just gone gold in Germany with her first single. And did somebody mention Joss Stone?
You
Talking to Rita and Peter today from Los Duendes Properties. Selling or buying a property, you need good agents. And Rita and Peter have many German and Dutch buyers. So if you've got a property that you want to sell, get in contact with them. They're based in Ampoya. Their website is losduendesproperties.com. And you can contact them on 628-09-1153.
This old house is falling down around my ear. I'm drowning in a river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me sway. Of the day, you pulled me like the moon pulls on the tide. You know just where I keep my better side. What days have come to keep us far apart? A broken promise or a broken heart? Now all the bonnie birds have wheeled away. Why don't you come and ease your mind?
the night we steal away. I need you at the dimming of the day. Yes,
well, I'm keeping the chat down on this week's show because I'm feeling a bit groggy. As I said, I've had sunstroke this week. And keeps coming back, you know. Yeah. So I better start for the vino, drink more water. Yeah. Anyway, a guy that I play on a regular basis because I think he's such a super, super, super singer-songwriter and lovely guy as well. It's James Taylor. And this one is called Caroline, I See You.
Caroline, I see you standing on a stairway, waiting for your bear there, handy on the landing, penny in my pocket, high enough to hold you. When I come back home to you tomorrow, you may well be angry, I'll for sure be hungry. Meet me in the middle, make it melt like chocolate, be my little baby. Yeah. I'll take you down by the water some December morning, take you from your family, leave them to their longing, take you by your hand somewhere on the sand. Oh, Caroline, I love you, though I'm late to say so, hesitate to tell you. What will be your answer some December morning, standing on the stairway, Caroline, I see you. Thank you.
Are you ready for this?
Don't bury me. Don't lay me down. Don't say it's over, 'cause that would send me under, underneath the ground. Don't say those words. I wanna time you walk away. Don't leave me alone with me. See, I'm afraid of the darkness and my demons and the voices saying nothing's gonna be okay. Fire and the madness, just to let you shoot me down again. But I'm still breathing. I feel it in my veins, skin, bones, and I'm losing you, me. You're confusing every reason I have left to live.
Was the amazing, yes, the amazing Alex Hepburn, and you heard her first on my show. Remember that. I started playing her earlier this year. The first song I played was a song called Pain. This one is the new single, and already it's gone gold in Germany. Watch out, she's going to be a big star. Alex Hepburn, and she's British. I've just had a cup of coffee and I'm feeling a lot better, thank you. It was very strong. What shall we do next? Oh, yes, I know.
Where's your mama gone?
Where's your mama gone?
Little baby gone.
Little baby
only
gone.
Kidding. Only kidding. This is for a little girl called Karen Jones. She lives in Clifton in Manchester.
Could you be love?
Marley there, and moving on, we've got Rod Stewart and a little girl called Maggie May. A great classic song from the 60s. Well, actually, from the 70s. We can't get everything right, you know. No, 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 not at my age.
Thank you.
Now, talking about the 60s, yes, we were, yes. Well, this is a song from the 60s, and we've had a young lady on the show this week called Layla, and this is Lola. The Kinks.
Like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A Lola, Lola.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show this week. I'm feeling better now, actually, as I've got through it, because it's a bit of adrenaline rush, I think, isn't it? Yes. Now, this song, we've had some really good fun with this song, especially me doing it live. So just behave yourselves at home, OK? Enjoy the chorus, sing the chorus, sing it as loud as you want, but just be good, OK? You know what I mean.
Sally called when she got the word. Said, I suppose you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. A big limousine rolled up into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
We grew up together. Carved our initials deep in the bark.
pants. Now she walks through the door with her head held high. Just for a moment, I caught her eye as the big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's Drive.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice.
Then Sally called back and asked how I felt. And she said I know how to help. Now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting for 24 years. And the big limousine disappeared.
I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance.
You know, thinking back to the 60s. Oh, by the way, did you? Oh, did you? In the chorus? Naughty. Ah. In the 60s, I always wanted a pair of jeans. They were sort of cut into squares and, you know, sewn together. They looked absolutely fantastic. I've never seen them since. It was that sort of era where they, between the sort of mid-60s to the mid-70s when they were popular. But they were like a patchwork thing. You know, always wanted them, never got them. So maybe if I save all my old jeans and Georgina might be able to sew some together for me. But in the meantime, we've got David Dundas. He knows all about jeans.
When I wake up in the morning light, I pull on my jeans and I feel alright. I pull my blue jeans on, I pull my old blue jeans on. I pull my blue jeans on, I pull my old blue jeans on. It's the weekend and I know that you're free, so pull on your jeans and come on out with me.
Well, earlier in the evening we played Phil Collins, and we're going to finish the show with Phil Collins this week. A little song called One More Night. And that was One More Night with me, Norman Jay, and the Still Rocking Show. And we hope to catch you again on another night. It might not be a full moon, and I might not be feeling a bit groggy, and I might not have sunstroke, but there you go. But it'll still be me. Okay? Love you. Bye. Adios, amigos.
I've been trying for so long.
I'm